Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Promises, promises. So, I've got a question for you. Have you ever taken a shortcut? Have you ever tried to get somewhere faster than the GPS thinks you can get there? Or you think you know the way, or you think you know better than the GPS. If I just cut through here, and it happened to me this week, you know, I'll just cut through here on Old Post Road. It's just as fast as Clarence Center Road. And it wasn't. It wasn't. Or maybe you've tried a shortcut like, not reading the instructions on your snowblower. Or fixing something. Oh, boy, I know a quick way to fix this. All right, and then you end up taking more and more time to have to fix it. Sometimes shortcuts aren't so short. They don't always work out. Well, our Old Testament reading today about Abram that Mary Ann read earlier, Abram wanted a shortcut. God came to him when he's 99 years old, and he says, I'm going to give you promises. And he gives him a covenant, and he says, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. I'm going to change your name. You're no longer Abram, exalted father, is what his name means. Now your new name's going to be Abraham, which means father of many nations. And by the way, your wife's going to change her name from Sarai to Sarah, which means princess. She's going to be the mother of many nations, kings, in fact. You can just imagine Abram going, at that point is Abraham, going, promises, promises. Okay. And he says in the verse that comes right after our text, he prays to the Lord, Lord, would that Ishmael would be my heir. You promised that I'm going to have a son. I'm 99 years old. How's that going to work? I've already got a son through my wife's servant. Ishmael is his name. Lord, why don't you just use him? I love Ishmael. You know, let's take the shortcut and let's get on with it, you know? But the Lord says, no, it's going to be through the son of your body and the son of Sarah's body. That's how I'm going to fulfill it. Promises, promises. How about us? Do we do that with the Lord? Oh, we Christians like to go and we pray fervently. We say, Lord, I'm putting it all into your hands. I trust you. I trust your promises, Lord. You promise that you'll listen to me. You promise that you won't withhold any good thing from me. You promise you know best. I put it in your hands, Lord. Give me the right thing. Amen. And then as soon as you say amen, okay, here's how I want it done, Lord. Do it my way. And then all of a sudden, you think of all these solutions that the Lord could do. Lord, if you just, as soon as you hear the word just, you know, it's like, maybe that should be a trigger. Lord, just do this. Just do it my way. Just give me this, and I promise I'll be a good boy. Or just give me this, and everything will work out because I know the way I want it to work out. That's the way we tend to pray, or that's, I should say, as our after prayer. And so what are we doing? We say, we're giving all this to you, Lord, and then as soon as we do that and say amen, we pull it back to ourselves. We pull it back to our plan, what we want, to our shortcut. And it turns out to be Old Post Road. Well, the Lord, in Abram's case, says, uh-uh. He comes face to face with Abraham and says, we're going to do it my way, Abraham, and it's going to work out for you. And it's going to work out for you in ways that you think are unbelievable. My promises you think are unbelievable. Just wait till you see how I fulfill them. And God did fulfill them. He said, I'm going to give you an everlasting covenant, Abraham. Well, how is it everlasting? Now, you may say, well, the covenant to Abraham is fulfilled. He had generations. He had Isaac, of course. Isaac is his son of his body and Sarah's. And Isaac had two sons, and they had many sons, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, generations, 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 down to today. And that's true. But God said, this is an everlasting covenant. Is it dependent on the living? Is it dependent on Jewish families being passed down from generation to generation? I mean, last century, they were almost wiped out, or somebody tried. That's not what's everlasting. What is everlasting from beginning to end is the life of one single descendant, Jesus Christ. The fulfillment of that everlasting covenant is in the everlasting life of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. An everlasting covenant. And he gives that covenant to you too, a covenant of everlasting life, fulfilled in the everlasting life of Jesus Christ, which gives you eternal life too. And he says something else, which I think is so critical in our Old Testament reading today, where he says, I'm going to do this through a descendant of your body. Your body. How does God fulfill that? Well, sure, yes, through Isaac. But Isaac points to Christ too. When Christ comes, that is the descendant of Abraham's body. But there the Son of God takes on human flesh, so that the redemption of humanity is through the body, physical body, of a descendant of Abraham. And through him, you are redeemed. Your bodies are redeemed through the body of that descendant, Jesus Christ, who had to suffer, who had to die on the cross, and who also had to rise again for you and me. That's why in our gospel reading, Jesus, immediately after he's confessed to be the Messiah by Peter and the disciples, he says, this is what's going to have to happen. The Messiah is going to have to suffer at the hands of men. He's going to have to be rejected by the scribes, the chief priests, the Pharisees, all of them, by all of society, crucified, buried, and raised to redeem humankind, human beings, you and me. God's promises are sure. God's promises are fulfilled. And even when they seem unbelievable to us, as unbelievable as a 99-year-old man and his wife having a son, God says, you ain't seen nothing yet. And he fulfills them. He fulfills them in us and through us, and he comes to us in his body and blood for our resurrection, for our eating and drinking eternal life. That's what he delivers here to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to rise as we confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would continue to establish your saving covenant with us as you did with Abraham. We surely deserve nothing from you, yet we rely on you for everything. At the right time, while we were still your enemies, you gave your Son to die for us. Grant us repentant hearts and faith that rejoices that his suffering and death has reconciled us to you. Lord, in your mercy. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would be with those who suffer through difficult times of sickness, heartache, loneliness, despair, or grief. Especially remember Dorothy, Bob, Betty, Henry, Chuck, June, Ellen, Robert, Roger, Pat, Gordon, and all those whom we name before you in our hearts. Heal each one as you know best. Provide for those who lack money, home, or the necessities of life. In every time of teaching, teach your children to hold tightly to you in faith, that in the end they may know the comfort of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Our Father in heaven, prepare the hearts of those who receive Christ's body and blood today. With our Savior in us through this holy meal, grant us a peace that rejoices even in sufferings. By your gracious working, let our sufferings produce endurance in us. Let endurance produce character. And let character produce the hope that is never ashamed because you have poured your love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy. Our Father in heaven, your Son promises deliverance from evil. Receive our thanks for the victory over death and the grave that he won for us. Bring us with all your saints to celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom that has no end. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Father, we place ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen.